Our opening day preview continues right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, taking you through hour number two as we continue to go one-on-one with Andy Pondilla right here at YSR. And before we get too far into the interview, Andy, tell the listeners where they can check you out online.
Yeah, let's talk in Astros baseball at climbingtowershill.com. The podcast is Astro Chat.
Okay, we're going to keep it right here. We've been talking AL East. Let's get some highlights from the Toronto Blue Jays. What are some of those notable spring storylines that we're looking after?
Well, with the Blue Jays, it seems like for the last decade, they always can hit, but can they pitch? And because they can't pitch is why they don't make any playoff appearances. I believe the longest playoff drought in Major League Baseball now since the Pirates and Royals ended their strings. So this team, Josh Donaldson coming in, they're going to have Jose Bautista back, Edwin Encarnacion, Jose Reyes. There's some names on this lineup. It's definitely a top-heavy lineup. They're definitely going to score runs. I don't think their order is as good as the Red Sox, but I think they can hit more home runs than the Red Sox. So that's going to keep them at least relevant. Mark Burley, R.A. Dickey, those are the guys they're going to depend on at the front of that rotation. That would scare me. Burley had a great year last year, an all-star caliber season, but you start relying on these old guys to be at the front of your rotation. That's scary.
Okay, so Andy, how will Josh Donaldson, how do you see him fitting in? I mean, he's been an elite two-way player, finishing fourth and eighth in the MVP voting over the last 2 years.
I think he could put up MVP numbers once again this year, batting in this lineup. I kind of wondered, when I first saw Josh Donaldson come up 2 years ago and make some headlines, I wonder if this guy's just a flash in the pan. He has a high leg kick, kind of a whippy swing. He played great defense. I knew that was there, but I didn't know if I was going to expect that he was going to continue to do what he was doing. But he proved me wrong. Last year, he was productive, and I think that he's going to benefit from batting in this batting order. You know, do you bat him second in front of Bautista? Do you want to bat him fourth behind him? Do you put him in between Bautista and Encarnacion? It's going to be a lot of decisions to make, but you really can't go wrong with any of them. He's going to really benefit from batting in this order and also playing in a nice hitter-friendly ballpark in Toronto. You know, you don't think of Toronto as a launching pad. You don't think of it as a Coors Field or a Texas ballpark in Arlington, but it's definitely a good place to hit. You don't have to worry about the climate over there with the retractable roof. It's nice and dim inside, a good batter's eye. So I think you'll see his power numbers increase while he's there.
Talking about the Toronto Blue Jays, of course, last year in 2014, 83-79, third in the AL East. One of the things I always like to ask you about is in terms of leadership. And the manager, John Gibbons, he's in his third year. What do you think about the job that he's done?
You know, John Gibbons is an intense guy. I think he's done good for that team. He's gotten them relevant. He's kept them in the race. They definitely faded away last year. And you know, that a lot of times when we talk about managers, we want to blame them or grade them by their wins and losses. Do they take an okay team to postseason play? Do they make a really good team not as good as they should be? But when I look at the Blue Jays, I always look at their pitching staff. It's so hard to win in this league if you're not giving true depth at the top of the rotation, and the Blue Jays don't have that. So it's going to be difficult. Their big move was to sign R.A. Dickey a couple years ago. That really hasn't worked out for them. They're not getting the value that they placed in him, but I think a lot of people saw that coming, an old knuckleballer that won a Cy Young for the Mets. It was hard to predict that he was going to keep up those numbers. I think money could have been spent better from the Blue Jays front office, but with that, he's done a good job at the manager's helm.
Okay, we hit on the Blue Jays. Let's head south. Talking about managers, the first year for Kevin Cash. What are your expectations for the Tampa Bay Rays?
Who knows with the Tampa Bay Rays? Another team that just is reluctant to spend money when it's necessary. This team has had so much talent on it that it's sickening that you have a Ben Zobrist, an Evan Longoria, Will Myers, David Price, Matt Moore, Alex Cobb. This is like the farm system for Major League Baseball now. It's to, you know, get your feet wet with the Rays and then go make some money somewhere else. The team is still somehow relevant, though, no matter how many trades they make. The rotation looks good. Matt Moore coming back from injury. You expect him maybe around June. You have Chris Archer, who's going to start up the opening day for the Rays, definitely a young, talented pitcher. Drew Smyly, acquired from the Tigers. Alex Cobb. The big question for them is going to be the middle of the order, and how are they going to produce runs? James Loney probably going to be the cleanup guy. Longoria. It's going to take some nifty managing from Kevin Cash, and Joe Maddon was able to do that. He was able to take all these random pieces he was given offensively, and he was able to construct them somehow to get the most out of them. No matter how bad this offense looked at times, he was always able to get them over to hump. So Kevin Cash, he's got some big shoes to fill after Madden leaving. I don't know if this team is playoff bound, but I would at least imagine that they're competitive with the starting rotation to run out there.
And I thought it was interesting, too, that the Rays are so different than any of the other teams in the East, but is anybody really good on this roster?
Longoria. I mean, Evan Longoria is an MVP candidate if he ever puts his season back together, a full healthy year. And they've been talking about that for how many years now? If we just get Longoria healthy, you know, even when he's not on the disabled list or not out of the lineup, it seems like he's always dinged up with something. This guy has as much potential at the third base position as any guy in Major League Baseball. He and Donaldson should be the top two. And in fact, I think he's got a much better plate approach than Donaldson, but Josh Donaldson stays healthy, and that's the difference. So can Longoria put up those numbers again? I don't know. It's going to be difficult when he doesn't have protection in the back end of that order. He's never really had a ton, but when he batted around Ben Zobrist, he was a nice attribute to that lineup. James Loney's been good for them. It's just going to be a very thin order.
Andy Bondillo with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Let's transition now. Let's talk about the Yankees. Are they going to be better off without Derek Jeter?
Well, Didi Gregorius definitely will probably be better immediately just because it gives you some fresh legs out there. He can run. He's young. He's fun. He probably put him at the top of the order. As for losing the captain, I can't imagine it helps the clubhouse and his team all banged up as much as it is constantly. I do not expect the Yankees to have a very good year. Tanaka may be the only thing that's fun on that team.
So what's gonna have to happen in order for them to become World Series contenders again?
I think they got to blow the whole team up, but the Steinbrenners won't do that. You know, they want to compete now. New York wants to have them always compete now. So it's just not in the cards for the Yankees to do that. They have so many bad contracts, Teixeira, Sabathia, A-Rod. You know, eventually they're going to get these guys off the books, so when they do, it might give them a chance. But before that, I think they need to launch a preemptive strike. I don't feel like they're doing that this year, but at some point I'll just blow this whole thing up. Trade McCann, get anything you can for him. Maybe trade Tanaka, get anything you can for him, you know, and just rebuild this thing from scratch with your farm system, with savvy moves. They won't do it, but I think that's what I would do because long-term, this team's in bad shape.
Okay, opening day. It is coming up. The countdown is on, and it's such a pleasure always, each and every week, to be joined by Andy Pondillo right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. Great job, Andy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
A very special thank you to all of our amazing guests on our lineup. Of course, that was Andy Pondillo at YSR. We also want to say a special thank you to Brian Ross, author of Baseball's Greatest Comeback, Lee Klein from Slam Magazine, Tim Scott with Ben Hogan's book, The Myths Everyone Knows, The Minute No One Knew, and Nancy Lieberman, Hall of Famer, pre- and post-game analyst for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Enjoy all the games. Remember, don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.